What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning in to the Producers Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have a very special show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a returning guest who is now Grammy nominated as a jazz pianist. Please put your hands together for Professor Elio Villafranca. How's it going, Elio?
Thank you. It's going very well. Thank you so much for having me back in the show.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure having you back, man, as a Grammy-nominated jazz pianist, Elio. Man, that's just phenomenal to the success that you have, on top of other things that you've encountered in the last month, a couple of months that I've spoken to you. Kind of bring me up to speed of, you know, what's new in your life, what you got going, and, you know, what you got in the future also.
Right now I'm getting ready for several tours. I'm going to be going to Barbados. I'm going to be playing at Barbados Jazz Festival this January from the 13th to the 16th. And then I will return to America. Before the Barbados Festival, I'm going to do the APAC Convention, which is one of the biggest music conventions here in New York City. I'm going to be playing at the Blue Note Showcase with a group created by a friend of mine. His name is Francisco Mela. He's a drummer, and the group is called Cuban Safari. It's a group that we formed last year. We're going to be showcasing that band. And then the following day, I'm going to be playing with my own group, the EV Quintet, EVQ, I call it Elio Villafranca Quintet. And then the following, at the same day, I'm going to be playing with another project that I recorded a couple of years ago with a friend of mine. He's a singer that we recorded in New Orleans. And this project is called the Johnny's Dream Club. And then it's when I go, after that, I go to Barbados to play with my band at the jazz festival there. And then I would return, and then I would stay here for a week. Or less than a week, and then I return to Haiti. I'll be flying to Haiti for the jazz festival at Port-au-Prince, where I'm going to be playing with Jane Bunnett, the wonderful saxophone player from Canada. And then also I'm going to be playing with Pauline Jean, who's also a wonderful singer from Haiti, but she lives here in New York City.
Wow.
And then also another project that I'm very excited about is, like, I think I might have mentioned it to you the past time. I'm about to finish this production that I'm doing with a singer from Panama, and in these days I'm going back to the studio to do the final masters and mixing and everything for the project.
Wow, unreal, man. Like I said, the last time I spoke to Elio, I know you're putting on your concert in New York. I didn't get a chance to talk to you how that went. And then the next thing I know, man, I receive your email, you know, with your accomplishments and the Grammy nomination and also the award that you won. Also, I mean, it's like, wow, so many things have happened in that time, man. It's just phenomenal. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, how many CDs do you have out currently? Is this your first CD that you've worked on, or have you had a couple of CDs out in the past couple of years?
No, I have two CDs. I have two CDs on my own, and the CD, this one who got the nomination, is not my CD. It's a CD that I play and also co-produce with the leader of the singer, and it's also a CD that has original music of mine. But CDs on my own as a leader, I only have two, and I am in the process of recording my third one this year, and this other project that I'm doing with a singer is also a collaboration project with hers and mine project. And I guess that counts as also mine.
Sure. No, definitely. You know, anytime you're part of a project, man, you got to receive those credits. You know, but this is your first Grammy nomination, though, correct?
Yeah, it is my very first one, yes.
Man, how did you feel when you received that news, Neely? I mean, that's got to be a life-changing.
You know, yeah, it is. It is interesting. I mean, we will be waiting. I mean, unfortunately, I'm gonna be out of the country when they announce the award groups. But you know, none of us expected that. You know, none of us were expecting. I guess those things just come the way it comes. You know, you don't expect. I guess you you do the best in any project you do, and then sometimes you get surprises like this one, where a project that you were involved get nominated, and then you look back and then it's like, wow, you know, it's interesting because we knew that we were putting something special together. We knew that we were, you know, we were just basically playing our best and being committed to the project, but we didn't have any expectations or thoughts. Me in particular, do you have any thoughts about Grammy or awards or anything? The only thought that we have in those moments is we want to make sure that what we put out there, people enjoy it and they like it.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
the main goal.
Right. Now, how many people were involved on this particular song you got nominated for?
Well, the core of the group, the CD is called Things I Wanted to Do, and the leader of the band is Chembo Corniel. And then what we did was, you know, he came to me, and then we put the material together. I gave him my original material. He put some materials, and the other person who also is part of the, I guess, the nomination is also giving him original material. And due to me and the other guy, we kind of put all these materials together from all the artists and our material, and then we, you know, we put them together and we arranged it the way we wanted to arrange it, and a lot of the materials were already kind of arranged. But you know, it's always when you go into a studio, and even when you're in the rehearsals, you want whatever music we're playing, you want it to be yours, so you kind of, you bend it and you put it in the way you want it, and you make some scenes and change this, change that, and to create a project like that.
Right. Now, was this was it a live performance CD or was it a studio recorded CD?
It was a studio recorded CD.
Nice. So the band that you're traveling now, is this your consistent band that you travel with, or do you kind of hire session musicians out to travel with you when you're on tour?
Yeah, no, it's not my current band. This is one thing that I can't wait to have those opportunities. We always travel with the same band, but unfortunately, you know, it's not the same band. Because at the same time, you know, sometimes I consider myself kind of like a project kind of musician. And what I mean by project kind of musician is that I like to do, I have interest in many different genres of music areas.
Yeah,
like, for instance, the project that I'm presenting in Barbados was a request by the festival. They asked me to play music, to bring some project that, to play music from the 1940s and 50s. They wanted for me to put together something that was kind of Cuban more type. And then I decided, well, okay, you know, the 40s and 50s is the way to go. So then I'm preparing a program which is like music from that era and from a special musician that I really admire from that time, like Peruchin and Bebo Valdez and, you know, and Maria Romeo and Guillermo Rubalcaba, and also I'm combining those pieces with original pieces of mine. But it's going to be a show based on the 1950s Descarga in Cuba, in Havana in particular.
Nice. Now, outside of playing piano, Elio, are you tapping into the synthesizers at all, or are you kind of strictly focusing on the acoustic piano?
You know, right now I'm focusing more on the acoustic piano. I did many years of synthesizing. Like when I was in Cuba, I used to play pop with this band, and I was playing piano, and in top of the piano I have a synthesizer. And so I'm familiar with that. And then, but then when I came to this country, I decided, you know, for some reason, I'm having so much fun with the acoustic piano, but I think there's so much things that the acoustic piano can give you that I'm not satiated with what I'm doing with the piano, at the piano. So I wanted to explore more the instruments and you know, accomplish more before I move on into synthesizing.
Right. You know, for me, by craft, I consider myself a keyboardist. Mainly for the fact that when I do my compositions, you know, working with the synthesizers, it allows me to explore other sounds, you know, like strings, violins, the Fender Rhodes, and a lot of lead sounds, and really eerie and hard edge lead sounds that I can play on top of my music. It just kind of, it opens my ear for me to express myself creativity wise, you know, as a player. Because, you know, I found a lot of times that, you know, playing the piano so much for me, you know, the way my ear is, you know, I don't get a chance to really attack it the way I would. I hear, when I hear a certain sound or a patch, it makes me play it a certain way, you know, so I kind of step outside as a piano player and kind of merge into another world or another a player or an instrument on the keyboard player. So, you know, it's really enhanced my ear, I felt, as a player.
No, it's good. I have tons of friends who are into, like, for example, last night I went to see a show. I went to see Wallace Roney. And then the pianist is a friend of mine, and one old piece, and he plays the piano, and also he has keyboard synthesizers all around him, like Fender Rhodes and everything. And I really enjoy it. And I play with different bands. Like, for example, I just participated in the release, CD release, of Robbie Amin's new record.
Yeah.
And he uses more like synthesized sounds and kind of roll sound. And we did a concert here in New York City and was playing Fender Rhodes. I mean, it was great. I love it. I love all those sounds. But my education was so much, I spent so many years educating in classical music, that if I do something, if I want to hear strings, my default settings is always been, I want to hear a string quartet.
Sure.
And like, for example, I did a project not long ago in Philadelphia, which I called the double quartet.
Yes.
And it's like basically jazz quartet and a string quartet together. And I put this material together, I composed these pieces for, first the pieces were composed for a documentary, but then I changed them a little bit just to be able to be, I jazzed it up a little bit, so for me to be able to perform in on live performances.
Yeah.
And then I used a live string quartet and my jazz quartet with clarinet, bass, drums, and piano, and that's how I see that for me, the blend of sounds. And like, I see it more in the acoustic sense,
sure,
than a synthesizing sense. And to be honest, not everybody know how to use the synthesizers.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know, what I heard from you, I really liked what you did, and I think I told you that in on my comments. I really like the way you use, you know, the way you play the synthesizer and the way you use it, because sometimes, you know, when you have the keyboard in front of you and it has so many possibilities and so many things, sometimes the challenge is how to be creative, but not to be too much involved in the process of making sound.
Definitely.
Because then sometimes that competes with the actual thing, with the actual melody or the actual meaning of the song, because you have so many. In piano, that also exists. You can overplay, but you can overplay in your performance, but not necessarily in sound per se. But now, piano is very rich. Piano, you have pedals, you have, you have soft pedals, you have sustained pedals, you have, you know, so many things. And when I play piano, I use the whole piano. I use the inside, the outside, you know, and I try to be creative with that to generate kind of richness on the, to explore the instrument, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think both way of playing, it requires one thing, like, required to be smart, you know, on how you use it and how not to be, not to overplay, not to be in the way of the melody. And
definitely.
Yeah, I think that's my experience with the synthesizers sometimes. Like,
no, that's
sometimes,
yeah. Right. Now, when you're taking on a project, Elio, when you're composing, what's kind of the first thing that you like to start with? Do you like starting with the melody, or do you like having some of your other band members to feed off ideas? How do you usually put your songs together with your compositions?
Compositions to me, I never really established a pattern to start my compositions. Compositions come to me in so many different ways. It could come in a melodic way. It could come in a harmonic way. It could come in a rhythmic way. What I mean by that is, like, I could start, you know, a melody could come across my head, and it's like, oh, you know, and then I documented that melody, and then I just go home and work it out, put everything in. Or sometimes it's a rhythm, sometimes the harmony, chord progression that I like, that I kind of happen to develop for some reason, and then, oh, I like these chord progressions, and then from there, that chord progression will suggest me a melody that could easily be the melodic, you know, the theme of the piece. Or it could be like a life experience, or it could be, you know, it could come, and it could be even sometimes as a project. Like, for example, when I did this concerto for mariachi and orchestra, you know, when I was making the proposal, I said, well, I want to do this music for mariachi and orchestra, for mariachi music, but I want to do something different than what mariachi would do. And I said, well, I'm going to do like more like a classical orchestra with mariachi music. And then they come across like, okay, should I use already music that is already music composed by a Mexican composer, so that way I can just rearrange the music and that way people can relate faster to that, or should I do something original? And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to do something original. And then all of a sudden, I start hearing trumpets, you know, and it's like, wow, that sounds very Mexican. I start hearing my trumpets, and it's like, okay, that's it. I'm going to do this. That's going to be, you know, that's going to be this particular section of this particular piece. And then I work at the beginning. You know, the whole thing started even from the half of the song, and then I work at the beginning. And then from that point on, from now on, I have, a year later, I have a piece. It's like an hour long composition. So, and it's all, you know, original material. And it all started with the idea, like, oh, I want to do something about with Mexican musicians. And the theme, the narrative that I was using for that was a science fiction narrative that I created, or fiction narrative that I created, which was the death of the mariachi. And then I imagined some mariachi dying on his bed, you know, his last moment of life, and yeah, and then he remembered what would be like to be a mariachi, you know, and that's all those fantasies that really conducted the whole, you know, my whole creativity to write the music.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
and sometimes, yeah, and sometimes in jazz, you know, you just do like one melodic theme, or sometimes your music has more like classical background influences in terms of the form and the, I mean, it could be so many different ways.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. You know, again, the tracks that I did here, for the music that I hear for you, is just your style playing. Your playing is, it's so phenomenal when I hear you play, man. It's just, you're definitely a seasoned musician, you know, when I hear your compositions. Because, you know, to me, there's certain chords, there's certain runs, certain arrangements that I feel that seasoned players are using than more or less than an experienced player would. I just feel that, you know, if you're an experienced player, I wouldn't expect you to have that ability or dexterity. You know, getting, like, to me, I think an Excel player should be able to solo with their right and chord with their left as they're playing at the same time. You know, still doing block, you know, just your single octave bass lines on your left and, you know, chording with your right. You know, so I just think there's different levels of musicianship, and man, again, you're just at another level of playing.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate it, man.
Well, man, what's on the plate, man? I know you got your new CD that you're working on. What else do we have in store for you?
Well, I have just you know, like tours and bit exciting projects. Like, for example, this year, I'm gonna be going to Italy with the Cuban Safari Group, and then I'll be presenting my own band, Caramore Jazz Festival, this year, which is a really big festival here in New York City. And I heard that the lineup in the festival, Caramore, is really insane. It's like amazing. It's like, I think it's Kenny Garrett and you know, a bunch of my favorite artists are also playing the same day I'm playing. And, you know, organizing some tours in Europe and recordings. And also this year, it's the 100th anniversary, I think, of the Mexican Revolution and the 150th anniversary of Mexico. Wow. And then I'm trying to find sponsors for me to premiere, you know, the concerto that I did for Mariachi and Orchestra.
Wow.
And yeah. That's one thing that I'm trying to, and I'm really, really, I will be really happy if that happens.
Oh, that'd be phenomenal. I'm rooting for you on that one, Elio. Well, Elio, man, it's been a pleasure again having you back on my show. I truly appreciate it, man. And you're coming back with a Grammy nomination, man. That's kudos to you, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it for having me back here. And you know, we stay in touch, and I keep you updated of my thing. And likewise, you keep me updated of your work and everything.
Oh, I definitely will, Elio, man. And again, you already got your spot back, man. So I'll have you back on again.
Thank you.
Well, good luck in the future, man, to you new endeavors. And I'm definitely looking forward to that new CD release. Let me know.
I will. I will definitely let you know. And thank you so much. And enjoy whatever you're doing. And much luck this year. I know you're been accomplishing a lot as well with your program, which I'm really proud of being part of, and just keep it singing.
I sure will, Elio. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks to you.
Take
Bye-bye.
It easy. Bye. And shout out to Elio, man, for, again, reappearing on my show as a Grammy-nominated jazz pianist, man. And, you know, what's cool is, man, you know, the first time I spoke to Elio, he was definitely on the grind doing his tours and, you know, making appearances and performing and playing everywhere, man. And during, like I say, within a month or two, man, he emails me and tells me that he's just been, you know, received his first Grammy nomination of his career, man. So it's just, you know, a pleasure speaking and seeing everyone's careers just, you know, blow up around me, man. That's just phenomenal, man. I wish him all the greatest success. Again, having that background and having his ability to play as well as he does, man, I mean, it's really no surprise to me that he received that nomination, man. It's many more to come his way, man. So again, shout out to Elio and best of luck to you, man. And for those of you that would like to contact me and view some of my older past interviews, you can hit my website up at www.spudtootightmusic.ning.com. And I'm also available on iTunes. You can check out my podcast on iTunes if you have an iTunes. And even if you don't have an iTunes account, if you have an iTunes player installed on your PC, you can view and listen to my podcast and just go to the iTunes store and type in the producer's corner. And it'll populate with my picture and just double click on it and you'll have a list of all of the past interviews and current interviews that I'm running also. And if you'd like to contact me by email, the address is spudtootight@gmail.com. And again, thank you for listening and tune in next week. I have some more hot interviews coming up. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.